back to order. Recess for engrossment, report to select committees, Congressman Tillman.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, members of Congress, visitors. Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment Committee report, Bill number ONCA 18-05, an act to authorize and appropriate $400,000 to Osage Nation Energy Services LLC and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congressman Hamilton. Final committee action is due pass is properly engrossed with yes votes from Tillman, Hamilton, absent Edwards. Next is Bill number ONCA 18-13, an act to amend ONCA 17-99 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the executive branch in the amount of $1,500 for the prevention unity and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Speaker Pratt. Final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with yes votes from Tillman and Hamilton, one absent Edwards. Bill number ONCA 18-16, an act to provide an appropriation to the limited liability company, Blue Stem Ranch, LLC, in the amount of $250,000 out of the Economic Development Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Edwards. Final committee action, due pass, as properly engrossed with yes votes from Tillman, Hamilton, one absent Edwards. Bill number ONCA 18-20, an act to authorize and appropriate up to $450,000 to meet the 15% match requirements of the Community Connect grant for the Pawhuska Overlay Service Area and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Speaker Pratt. Final committee action due pass is properly engrossed. Yes votes from Tillman and Hamilton, one absent Edwards. Bill number ONCA 18-21, an act to authorize and appropriate up to $450,000 to meet the 15% match requirements of the Community Connect grant for the Avant and Barnsdall service area from the Economic Development Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Speaker Pratt. Final committee action, due pass, as properly engrossed with yes votes from Tillman, Edwards, and Hamilton. Bill number ONCA 18-22, an act to provide an appropriation to the Osage LLC board in the amount of $50,663 and an appropriation to the Tallgrass Economic Development LLC board in the amount of $59,763 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Edwards. Final committee action, due pass, as properly engrossed with yes votes from Tillman, Hamilton, one absent, Edwards. Bill number ONCA 18-27, an act to authorize and appropriate $21,000 to the Capital Asset and Improvement Fund for the listed capital asset purchases and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Speaker Pratt. Final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with yes votes from Tillman, Edwards, and Hamilton. Resolution number ONCR 18-12, a resolution to authorize and approve execution of a contract for treatment services or other integrated services, sole source FY19 with the State of Oklahoma, Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services, and to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and a consent to jurisdiction. The sponsor is Speaker Pratt. Final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with yes votes from Tillman, Hamilton, One absent, Edwards. Finally, resolution number ONCR 18-13, a resolution of the Osage Nation Congress requesting the branches of the Osage Nation submit approved budgets as set forth in this resolution on or before July 15, 2018. The sponsor is Speaker Pratt. Final committee action is due pass if properly engrossed with yes votes from Tillman, Hamilton, one absent, Edwards.
Thank you, Congressman. On ONCA 1827, you read in that I'm the sponsor. You might want to get with your clerk and have that amended. I believe that's Mr. Walker. Congresswoman Edwards.
Also on ONCR 1813, I'm the sponsor, not you. On ONCA 1821, the heading is wrong, and the bill that's attached to it is 1827, and in 1827, the bill that's attached to it is 1821, just so that you realize that they just got thrown away.
Right. Third reading. Bill number ONCA 1805, an act to authorize and appropriate $400,000 to Osage Nation Energy Services LLC and to establish an alternate effective date. Congressman Hamilton is the sponsor. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Okay. Is there anyone who would like to speak for or against this bill? Congresswoman Goodfox.
I think we're all making our debates, if we have anything, pretty brief because we've discussed this in a number of meetings. I'll be voting no on the appropriation bills that go to all boards. I'm really of the opinion that I'm disheartened that we have a process that is something that I don't think it works for the Osage Nation and for the people. And I think that we can do better. Having three pieces of legislation in front of us that appropriate a total of $3 million out of a fund that only had 1.1 in it. It was a difficult thing, and we started seeing cuts across and some of those appropriations going to a different fund that, and I know that I've heard people say, well, that's our process, but that doesn't have to be our process. We can change that if we work together to make it something better. And I believe that we should do that, and I'll be voting no for this in hopes that we can do a better job sooner rather than later. So thank you.
Okay, anyone else? Congresswoman Edwards.
For the last 2 years, I've been abstaining from voting to seat members of multiple boards because I believe that we need one central body to pursue economic development, comprised of professionals who can make decisions about which one of subsidiary companies needs the money, which one should hold the 8A certification. The way we have it now, it's what one does impacts the other, but there's no continuity of decision making, as well as the fact that we now are in a situation where all the money that is in the Economic Development Fund may be needed to save the name of the Osage Nation from defaulting. Not for sure, but based on everything that we've heard, that's the case. And because I have not seen a legal opinion on what happens when, if that happens, and what would happen to the assets of subsidiary companies, as well as the fact that one of the boards has been in place for almost 5 years, recently changed its name, recently has embarked on some economic development, which I'm happy about, but I think that ought to be part of a big picture. I'm going to reserve judgment until we get somewhere besides rush to the podium, sit around and debate among the 12 of us what seems like the best alternative. I don't think we know that, so my vote will be no.
Okay. Thank you. Anyone else like to speak for or against this bill? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Madam Speaker, members of Congress, Assistant Chief Redcorn, although I do support economic development, and I think that the plans or the ideas are good to move in toward a remediation company, I'm going to go ahead and voice the opinion of Congressman Goodfox and Congresswoman Edwards. This process doesn't work for the Osage people. And I put legislation on the table to try to get a consolidated board, one body that makes our capital asset decision once that fund is appropriated, instead of depending on 12 members of Congress to figure out whose plan or project is the best or what company is in need the most. We can do a better job for our people. I feel like we've discussed this before for several years, ever since I've been on Congress. And it's up to this body to figure that out, how legislatively our process works for economic development in cooperation with the chief's office. But there needs to be some leadership here out of our body. This is what we have right now. This process doesn't work. I'll be voting no against this appropriation bill.
Thank you. Congressman Maker.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, members of Congress, those in attendance. We've had a lot of discussion on this, your LLCs, through the years here. And a lot of things has happened. We all know the history of it. But I also think that we need to be positive, not always negative. We need to make something in this business work. And I think I, for one, still have faith in our people that we can go forward and make this company work. But we have to give it a chance. I've heard a lot of negative talk, and I just can't always be negative. I like to be positive. And I think that we can go forward as the Osage Nation and be positive and have a company that will work and succeed for our people. So please support this, our company. It belongs to us. Help it. Help it work.
Thank you. Thank you. Congressman Supernaw.
It may be true that this process is not perfect and could be improved. But I'm sure the answer to that is, well, let's just not fund anybody and let them fail, let them lay off people. That's no kind of answer. So I'm going to have to vote for this.
Thank you, Congressman. Anyone else like to speak for or against this bill? Okay. Seeing none, Congressman Hamilton, you have the floor.
ONCA 1805 was read on the first day of session. Here we are today. Been voted up or down. It's been amended to $400,000, less than half the request. I don't know if that's good enough for ONES or for any economic development, but I guess we'll find out. I don't think it's fair to compare ONES to other LLCs. This is an Osage board, this is Osage workers. It's a different time. The other LLCs put the negative situation upon us. I just don't think it's fair to put ONES in that category with them. I urge you to vote yes.
Thank you, Congressman. The question is, shall ONCA 1805 pass?
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
No.
Congresswoman Edwards.
No.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
No.
Congressman Hamilton.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Norris.
Yes.
Congressman Supernaw.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Speaker Pratt.
No. The bill fails, 1805 fails. Excuse me.
What? I'm sorry, what was the result?
The vote result is 6-4. In favor.
So did it pass?
No, it failed. With a 6-4 vote.
Okay. What does it take to reconsider? Would have to be done now, wouldn't it? In this session.
But it's complete now, so, I mean, unless you were talking starting completely over, but yes. So the vote is final now. Okay, ONCA 1813. An act to amend ONCA 1799 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the executive branch in the amount of $1,500 for prevention unity and to establish an alternate effective date. I am the sponsor and I wish to close. Is there anyone else who would like to speak for or against this bill? Okay, seeing none, we'll waive my time. The question is, shall ONCA 1813 pass?
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Norris.
Yes.
Congressman Supernaw.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman. Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes. ONCA 1813 passes. There's an alternate effective date. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the alternate effective date say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. The alternate effective date passes and ONCA 1813 is advanced to enrollment. Congressman Supernaw. Congressman
Supernaw. In order to reconsider a vote, does it take a motion from someone on the prevailing side?
I can't recall, actually, offhand. I know we've had that come up. I thought it was the other side, but we'll check really quick. Yes, I'll have her check on that, and we'll keep moving. Okay, here's a reconsideration. 6.21, reconsideration. The final vote on third reading on any bill or resolution or on the alternate effective date thereof may be reconsidered only if a member presents a motion to reconsider the final vote. The speaker shall afford any member such opportunity prior to proceeding to consideration of any other business. The motion to reconsider a final vote shall be presented and considered on the same day that such final vote was taken. The motion must have a second. No such motion is in order thereafter. For adoption, a motion to reconsider the final vote on a bill, resolution,
or alternate effective date must receive a two-thirds vote, a vote of two-thirds member of the Congress. Okay, it doesn't say whether it's the losing or winning side. It says the final vote on any third reading on a bill or resolution may be reconsidered only if a member presents a motion to reconsider the final vote, but it would take two-thirds and a second. Okay, ONCA 1816, an act to provide an appropriation to the limited liability company Bluestem Ranch LLC in the amount of $250,000 out of the Economic Development Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. I believe Congresswoman Whitehorn is the sponsor. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Okay, is there anyone who would like to speak for or against this bill? Congressman Walker.
Well, I'm going to speak in favor of this appropriation. Now that a $400,000 appropriation was just voted down by a 6-4 vote in favor of that appropriation, we now have $1.1 million in the Economic Development Fund, this being the only remaining request to be considered. Bluestem Ranch is doing well. We're stocking the ranch with Osage-owned cattle. I'm excited about it. I'd like to see us buy more cows, more land. I think under the circumstances, especially with the other appropriation requests being out the door, this to me seems like a no-brainer. We're making money. We're going to continue to make more money. The more cows we have, it's my belief that the more money we'll make, get closer to sustainability or providing food for our people. I think this is a good thing. I hope you'll support it and vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else like to speak for or against this bill? Okay, seeing none, Congresswoman Whitehorn, you have the floor.
Madam Speaker, members of Congress, Assistant Chief, I filed this bill with an appropriation of $1 million. Our Bluestem Ranch Board, they have worked diligently to stock our ranch, to buy equipment out there, to take care of a cattle operation, and take care of the land that they're out there on. We've had a great board. They present us annual plans every year. They presented an annual plan to Congress this year, and within their annual plan, they show two options, no appropriation or $1 million appropriation. They asked if I would file the bill for that $1 million. I know our financial state. I know that we couldn't give Bluestem Ranch $1 million this year. Today, I amended this bill down to $100,000, which was a total I was comfortable with. Throughout the process, it got amended back up, not by me, to $250,000. That wasn't my intention to appropriate $250,000 to them, but I know that this money will go to buy assets, solid, hard assets for the Osage people in the form of cattle and or equipment or fencing out there to improve our land, our precious asset that we have spent money on. I support the ranch board. I see that they have done well with the money that we've given. They're conservative. Although knowing our financial circumstances in the Economic Development Fund, I would have been more comfortable appropriating $100,000. I'm going to support this $250,000 appropriation to Blue Stem Ranch. I hope you do too. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman. The question is, shall ONCA 1816 pass?
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes. What'd you say?
She said me, not you. No.
Sorry. Okay. I didn't expect that. So.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Congressman Norris?
Yes.
Congressman Supernov?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards?
No.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes. ONCA 1816 passes. There's an alternate effective date. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the alternate effective date say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. The alternate effective date passes and ONCA 1816 is advanced to enrollment. Okay. ONCA 1820, an act to authorize and appropriate up to $450,000 to meet the 15% match requirements of the Community Connect grant for the Pawhuska Overlay Service Area and to establish an alternate effective date. I'm the sponsor and I wish to close. Is there anyone else who would like to speak for or against this bill? Congressman Walker.
I think broadband is important. I think it increases our opportunities, not only in economic development, but it enhances everyone's life that lives here, provides educational opportunities for our children. I just think that this is something that we've been working on, planning for years. I think we have a good plan. This is an opportunity to invest $450,000 and get a $3 million return on that. We've done this twice before already. $900,000 appropriations have resulted in $6 million. I urge your support. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Congress. Yes.
Can we communicate during the vote?
We should not be communicating, but we're not voting at the moment. So, anyone else like to speak for or against this bill? Okay. I will waive my time. The question is, shall ONCA 1820 pass?
Congressman Hamilton.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Norris.
Yes.
Congressman Supernov.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
No.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes. Okay. ONCA 1820 passes. And there is an alternate effective date. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the alternate effective date say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. The alternate effective date passes and ONCA 1820 is advanced enrollment. ONCA 1821, an act to authorize and appropriate up to $450,000 to meet the 15% match requirements of the Community Connect grant for the Avant and Barnstall service area from the Economic Development Fund to establish an alternate effective date. I'm the sponsor and I wish to close. Is there anyone else who would like to speak for or against this bill? Seeing none, I will waive my time. The question is, shall ONCA 18 and 21 pass?
Congressman Maker.
No.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Norris.
Yes.
Congressman Supernov.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
No.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
No.
Congressman Hamilton.
Yes.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes. Okay, ONCA 18 21 failed. ONCA 1822, an act to provide an appropriation to the Osage LLC board in the amount of $50,663 and an appropriation to the Tallgrass Economic Development LLC board in the amount of $59,763 and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Edwards, how do you wish to proceed?
Split my time.
You have the floor.
As stated several times, we have a disjointed process whereby part of our economic development boards are being paid out of the general treasury of the nation and part are not. This is a board that is currently not being paid its stipend as promised by Osage law because of lack of cash flow. This bill, if passed, provides money to pay those board members who were promised that money by law when they took on the job of being a board member. It also provides money going forward for any new board members that are appointed between now and the end of the next time that the Congress will consider their appointments. So it makes it through the next fiscal year. It's $50,000 for Osage LLC and $59,000 for Tallgrass Economic Development. I feel strongly that this nation has promised by law to pay stipends to board members. We need to do so. I'd urge your support. Thank you.
Okay. Is there anyone else who would like to speak for? Congressman Walker?
Sorry, but this one's a bit hard to stomach. Hard for me to believe, and I look forward to maybe Congresswoman Edwards providing some clarity on this, but it's, I find it hard to believe that it was inadvertently left out whenever we appropriated money for boards and commissions for their stipends. I do recall, if not an effort by legislation, at least discussion about enterprise boards after they've been in business or operation for more than 2, 3, 4, 5 years, that it's reasonable to expect them to pay their own stipend out of their profits and revenues. I have compassion for Osages, non-Osages that dedicate their time and effort to work on behalf of us, elected officials, the government, our people, trying to make money and diversify our enterprises. But I'm interested to know, because I didn't attend this meeting, how long has an appropriation for their compensation not been included in this bill? So I'd like to hear for that. But as I stand here now, unless I hear a compelling argument otherwise, I'm going to vote no.
Thank you. Anyone else like to speak for or against this bill? Seeing none, Congresswoman Edwards, you have time remaining. You have 6 minutes and 47 seconds left.
Well, I don't know that it was inadvertent. I know that the boards, the enterprise boards of the Osage Nation are in the executive branch of the government. I would hope that the executive branch of the government did not intentionally intend for some of our board members who the law dictates they will get paid to not get paid. One board that I know of that is listed in the general appropriations has been in place since I came on board in 2006. So I guess we've been paying that appropriation to that board since 2006. Another has been in place since, I think, 2000, at least 5 years. That board has never made a profit. The board that oversees gaming, that entity makes a big profit, and yet we pay for that stipend out of our general treasury too. So I don't think that there's an answer as to why the executive branch has sent over budgets that are for some boards and not for others. But I do know that it is unbelievable to me that we would let people like the people that have been working with the Tallgrass and the Osage LLC. We've seen the amount of work that they've been putting into an effort to make that company work, make those companies work, and to tell them, I'm sorry that you're struggling, and we as an Osage Nation Congress are not going to allow you to be paid, just goes all over me. So I'm still going to urge support. Could they come against the nation and say, you made a promise to me and you didn't keep it? I don't know. Would they? I don't know. But I certainly would question whether any person would want to accept a board nomination in the future. If they're told one thing, the law provides one thing, and then in the end, something else happens.
Okay. The question is, shall ONC 1822 pass? Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Congressman Norris?
Yes.
Congressman Supernaw?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
No.
Congressman Hamilton?
No.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
No.
ONC 1822 passes, and there's an alternate effective date. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the alternate effective date, say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. The alternate effective date passes, and ONC 1822 is advanced to enrollment.
Speaker.
Is this the correct title for 27? Congressman Supernaw.
I'd like to challenge the ruling on ONCA 1805. I think we have an Attorney General's opinion that 6-5 is a good pass.
Okay, you would like to
challenge the ruling on that.
Okay, let me think how that allows for you would like to challenge it. So, is that a motion to challenge it?
No, I'll make a motion to challenge it, yeah.
Second.
Congressman Walker.
Motion to amend the motion to include.
Was there another one?
ONCA 1821, which which also failed.
Second fail.
6-3 in favor.
Did you second that?
Yeah.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Well, point of order, I appreciate the Assistant Principal Chief helping Congressman Supernaw with his motion, but I thought that the proper motion was to reconsider, and I thought you read the reconsideration. And then secondly, we have a rule, I believe, that states what our, for this body, what the vote count will be. Right, so I don't think on either will the vote count, the threshold vote count was met according to our rules. So I think the next challenge would be to the courts. But that's my, that's where I
discussion on,
would like.
Well, that's what we have in the rule, the ability to reconsider a vote, but here we have a situation where with the ruling, so I guess it would be a challenge. I would like to speak with our legal counsel, and because I also want to check if the record on the action that we took at one point, or if we did after Congressman Shaw resigned from the Congress. So I would entertain a 5-minute recess. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I was going to move for a 10-minute recess unless we want to finish with the rest of the voting. If we don't want to, that's fine. Move for a recess to the call of the chair.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Motion to recess. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. We're in a recess to the call of the chair.
Raymond, I know you'd like to be involved here, but I don't really think it's proper for you to be passing notes on motions that need to be made.
Well, I challenge it anyway.
Well, can we see the note that was passed?
What's that going to accomplish?
I don't know if you even need that.
Well, I'm just curious.
Huh?
I'm just